主啊，我们再次来到你的面光的底下。
Lord, once again we gather under your face.
求我们的主，让我们都在这里一同蒙光照。
We ask the Lord to shine your light upon all of us.
要叫你自己的荣耀的光照到我们的时候，我们知道我们该怎样来拣选跟随你的旨意。
As the light of your glory shine upon us, so that we will know that how do we choose to follow you yourself.
当地有许多的混乱的时候，主啊，你仍然是我们跟随的目的和方向。
When there is much confusion on earth, that you are still the only direction and purpose that we follow.
主啊，但愿你叫我们整个的人身心灵都蒙保守在你自己的恩眷的里面。
May you keep us under your grace, our whole being, our whole body, soul, and spirit.
主啊，就让海中的波浪翻腾。
Let the sea waves billow.
地里面混乱到一个光景，使人没办法想象。
Let the earth be confused in a confused state that's beyond people's imagination.
主，你叫我们的心思和意念仍然是向着你的自己。
Lord, you let us focus our minds on you yourself.
都在那里专一的等候，要看见你在荣耀里显现。
That we simply focus on waiting for your appearance in glory.
我们也渴慕那一天，我们与你一同显现在荣耀里。
We also long for that day that we're going to appear with you together in the glory.
主，下午我们还要交通一点你来以前的光景。
Lord, we're going to continue to share some more on the situations before your return.
愿主给我们有个苏醒的灵，能透过外面的事物看到里面的实意。
May you give us an alert spirit that we could see what's the outside signal.
主，我们都在这里等候。
Lord, we are all here waiting for you.
主，让我们在这里听到你宝座上的声音。
May we hear the voice that comes from your throne.
我们仰望在你手里。
We look upon your hands.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord.
Amen. Amen. 请弟兄姊妹们仍然翻到路加福音21章，我们读几节。
With brothers and sisters, turn with me to the gospel according to Luke chapter 21. We're going to read a few verses from here.
我们读28到33。
We're going to read from verse 28 through 33.
一有这些事，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。
And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh.
耶稣又设比喻对他们说，你们看无花果树和各样的树，它发芽的时候，你们一看见就自然晓得夏天近了。这样，你们看见这些事渐渐的成就，也该晓得神的国近了。
And he spake to them a parable, Behold the fig tree and all the trees, when they now shoot forth, ye see it know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand.
然后请弟兄姊妹们翻到前面，还是21章。
Let's turn to the passage before, still the same chapter, 21.
从第八节开始，我们也看几节。
We're going to start reading from verse 8.
耶稣说，你们要谨慎，不要受迷惑，因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说，我是基督。又说，时候近了，你们不要跟从他们。
Verse 8, and he said, Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not, therefore, after them.
感谢主带领我们到了聚会最末后的整天的下午。
Thank the Lord, he has brought us through to the last whole day of our conference.
我们在下午接连两次都看到一些很具体的事情，乃是主说到在他来以前会显出来的。
We thank the Lord. The last two afternoons, we have been looking at some concrete matters that the events that the Lord has said that will take place before His return.
因为主来以前要显出来的事情，实在是许多方面，也许多的内容。
Because there are truly many things, events of different categories and types and contents that are going to happen before the Lord's return.
我没有办法能把它完全都包括了。
I cannot include all these different areas.
我只是挑其中一些比较明显的一些个例子给让弟兄姊妹们一同去留意。
I just selected a few of these more obvious examples for you to take note of.
我们看过神要做的一件事就是把他的子民召聚回来。
We also saw that God is going to do one thing, that is to gather his people back.
我们也留意过的是天和地当中所出现的一些特殊的情形。
We also paid attention to some of the things that are going to happen by the powers of the heaven and the shaking of the earth.
但是我还是愿意提醒弟兄姊妹们，不要盯在一些特殊的情形的里面。
Yet I'd like to remind brothers and sisters again, do not focus only on a few specific events.
必须要抓住那个普遍的原则来看所发生的事。
But hold on to the common principles that's happening all over the area.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
因为他把这许许多多的事情分布在各种各同各样不同的领域里。
Because he has spread these events into different areas and regions.
他不是为了满足我们一些好奇的心。
He's not just making those things to satisfy our curiosity.
而是借着这许许多多不同的事情给我们一个提醒。
But through these different events, he's to remind us.
他让我们所注意的事情乃是我们面对这些光景的时候怎么回到要持守在主面前的这样的一个留意。
He wants us to pay attention and remind us to focus on how to stand firm and hold fast under this kind of situation.
为着主来站立这一个持守是我们特别看这些眼中看见的事物的那一个目的。
And to hold fast, stand firm and hold fast for the Lord is the purpose of why we are paying attention to these things.
如果不能把我们提起进到为主持守的这个点上，那我们所看的一切都是徒然了。
If these things are not allowing us to or encouraging us to hold fast and stand firm for the Lord, then we are looking at these things in vain.
所以我非常重的和弟兄们提到，就是主说，你看到这些事的时候，就要挺身昂首。
Therefore, I emphasize again and again, that is to say, the Lord says, when you see these things, you need to look up and lift up your heads.
那在我们没有直接到的挺身昂首的这个点上的时候，我还要和弟兄姊妹们提到两方面的一些现象。
Before we mention this looking up and lifting up your heads, I'd like to mention two different phenomena.
我们看过天和地和神手中的工作。
We looked at heaven and the earth and the works of our Lord.
那我们今天下午先用一部分的时间来看在人当中出现的光景。
So this afternoon we'd like to first start looking at some phenomenon that's happening among people, among men.
那弟兄姊妹昨天最末了的时候，我跟弟兄姊妹特别提到一个事情，如果将来神允许那个灾难来到的时候，
I mentioned at the end of yesterday's session that if when God allows these things to happen, these tribulations to happen,
我们必须要看到一件事，
We must see one thing.
那是人自己毁灭自己的结果，
That is the consequence of how men destroy themselves.
因为神允许那些灾难的出现，乃是人把神逼到一个地步，神不能不任凭人随自己所喜欢的去做。
God allows for these tribulations to happen. It's as a result of men pushing and forcing God to just give up on men.
因为用人现在常说的一个话来说，因为人的所作所为已经踏到神的底线去了，或者说是踏到神的那根红线去了。
Using men's common words, we could say all the things that people or men have been doing is pushing up to the bottom line of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们读神的话的时候，我在创世纪里边我们看到一件事。
When we read the words of God, when we read Genesis, we can see.
应该说是一些事。
We can see some of the things.
一个是洪水。
One is the great flood.
一个是巴别塔。
That's another is the Tower of Babel.
弟兄姊妹，你从这两个事件上面，你看到一个事实。
You can see from these two events, you can deduce a fact.
神在那里让当代的人忍受了一个很严重的审判。
God let the people of that time tolerate a very serious judgment.
但是弟兄姊妹们，你注意。洪水也好，巴别塔也好。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. Whether it's the flood or the Tower of Babel.
人在神面前所做出来的，只是对着神的所做。
What men have done is against the work of God.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们来到主回来以前的那个光景的时候。
Yet when we come to the situation just before the Lord's return,
你会发现人在神面前所做的是在那里对付神的所赐。
But you've discovered that what man is doing is to go against what God is.
那弟兄姊妹们，这就踩到神的底线去了。
And this is pushing towards God's bottom line.
那我们怎么去领会这样的事情呢？
How should we understand this matter?
那我们可以用一个很简单的话来说。
We can use some very simple words.
人在那里很放肆的去破坏自然的规律。
Man is willingly and purposefully destroying God's law of nature.
那这透过那个破坏自然规律的这些事实乃是直接在那里显明我们也可以做神。
And through the destruction of these laws of nature, we are directly speaking that we are God, we can be like God.
弟兄姊妹，这是亚当堕落的时候的其中的一个很严肃的成分。
This is an important element of the fall of Adam.
好像是请神你上宝座来吧，让我们坐上去。
It's as if to ask God to step down from his throne and let us be on the throne.
我们不需要你了。
We don't need you anymore.
我们就可以代替你了。
We can replace you.
弟兄姊妹，你要追这个根的时候，你不但是追到亚当。
If you're seeking for the root of the problem, not only you come to Adam.
你一直追到撒旦的堕落，就是这个东西。
If you go back to the origin, that is the fall of Satan, it's the same thing.
在我们要和弟兄姊妹们提到那些现象的时候，我让弟兄姊妹们先看一些资料。
Before I mention these phenomena to you, I'd like to first show you some information.
这连我们看一些资料。
I'm going to see some data.
我就和弟兄姊妹们交通那个实际的内容。
So after we looked at these data information, then we'll share about these content, and then we'll go on to look at some more information.
现在我们要看的是看人怎么在那里要代替神。
Now we're going to look at how men wanting to replace God.
对不起，我先说这一个。
I forgot about this. I want to mention about this first.
昨天有好几个弟兄姊妹就问我这个北方的那个事情。
Yesterday,
但昨天没有说得很清楚，没有放得很清楚。
Yesterday, quite a few brothers and sisters asked me about this north and
light spot. 我也说得不太清楚。
And it wasn't clear yesterday.
我说这个事情是 Berkeley 的那个研究所，不是 Berkeley， 是 CIP。
It wasn't Berkeley's research lab. It was actually from CIT.
我只是打出来，弟兄姊妹，你看现在看清楚是什么回事。
And I only wanted to show you a clearer version of what I wanted to show you yesterday.
但事实上你也没办法看得那么清楚的。
In fact, actually, you can't read because of the small
print. 不过我主要就是为了澄清那一点。
But I just wanted to clarify.
是 CIA 里头的一个。
CIT.Caltech. The research was from
CIT,
Caltech.
对不起。那好，请放底下的那些。那弟兄姊妹们，这里面我们都知道有这些事情。
Brothers and sisters, we all know that these things are happening.
那很多年前我们就看到人把那个羊复制出来的时候就很轰动了一时。
We remember many years ago, it was great news when they were successful in cloning a sheep.
后来这样的那个趋势就越来越明显，越来越明显。动物、猴子、猪这些算不了什么。
And so the trend became clearer and clearer, and there are animals including pigs and monkeys and more.
我们要复制人。
And we want to try to clone men.
弟兄姊妹们，那现在这些年间，我们一直到现在，我们都看到这个事情在发展。
And during these years, we have been seeing the development of these things.
请坐。那但是这个复制人呢？复制的那些生物呢？
Yet these clones that's been made.
究竟复制出来有什么的结果呢？
What's the result of being cloned?
现在谁都没有办法在那里预先看到。
Here now nobody can foretell what's going to happen.
但是首先照着那个复制羊出来的那一组的科学家的领导那个应该说是什么那个组长吧，或者说领导人吧。
The leader for the group of scientists who was cloning the first sheep.
那是英国那一边的，很可能就是那一位先生。
Possibly it's just this person with a photo here.
不过和这一个资料没有直接关系。
But it's not directly related to this information.
但是这个资料呢，就说出。
This information is telling us.
那个羊造出来。
This a sheep has been created.
我们的想象来说呢，哦，这个是个小羊。
Using our imagination,
baby,
it would be a baby sheep, a lamb.
但事实上是不是这样呢？
But in effect, it's a.
经过一些年日，那他们就发觉问题了。
After some time passed, they found some problem.
什么问题呢？
What's the problem?
那个从那里拿到那个细胞出来，把它发展成另外的一个小羊的那一个事实啊。
The fact that they took a cell and cloned a small sheep of it.
按人看来是小羊。
According to men, it looked like a baby.
但事实上呢，它是老羊。
But in reality, that's actually an old sheep, it's not a baby.
怎么说呢？
Why do we say
就是说那个原始的那个羊如果它是15岁
That is to say the original sheep if the sheep was 15 years old
一个羊 一只羊它能它的年龄应该是顶高是多少我不知道大概是20年左右
I don't know how old can a sheep live up to normally maybe around 20 years
应该12年
It says 12 years
哪里说十二年？第三，那么这个羊啊，它一出生就是已经跟那个老羊同年龄。
the new clone that's been born, it was born just like the same age as the original sheep.
那当然，情形如果是这样的话，我们不能说这样的一个制作是成功的。
If this is the case, we cannot say that the cloning was successful.
但是人家又说，他们要这样做是为了什么呢？
So people may ask, why do they do it anyway?
因为他们要发展出那个表面的那个理由，是要发展出一个技术，制造一些人类的器官。
So the surface reason for them to develop this cloning technology is so that they can develop and nurture some organs for human use.
然后用那些人类的制造出来的人类的器官去给人去换人的坏掉的那个器官，让他们可以长寿。
Using these newly cloned organs, they can replace some sick organs for other human beings so that they can extend their life.
说的轻一点，就是说去解决人类的一些到目前为止没有把握治得好的病。
In other words, it's a method so that they could try and cure some disease that or problems that they have no other way of treating. So,
那弟兄姊妹们，这个题目听起来，谁能反对呢？
So this is a subject that no one seemed to be able to object to.
没有人会反对嘛？
No one would object to.
因为它是带出一个好的结果。
Because it brings about a good result.
一个好的用途。
A very good usage.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Your brothers and sisters.
我现在是相当时间就有受一次心思上的困扰。
For a long period of time, I was troubled.
因为弟兄姊妹，你不要看我站在这里声音洪亮又能站那么久。
Don't look at me thinking I look good and I have a loud voice and I can stand for a long time.
其实我是满身毛病。
Actually, I have lots of problems in my
health. 所以这每天我要吃颗药。
Every day I need to take seven pills.
早餐吃过了就吃颗药就往嘴里送了。
After breakfast, I have to take seven pills.
那一等到一期的药吃完，要买另外一期药的时候。
After I finish one batch of medication, I have to go and buy another batch.
我就看到那个账单很可观。
And I'll look at the bill, the fees, it's quite a big amount.
但是我吃那个药并不是那些新发明的那些药啊。
But the medication I take are not nothing new.
都是那些药厂里边最畅销的那些药。
And these drugs I am taking are quite a very popular drugs that the.
按理来说是应该不太贵啊。
And it according to common sense, they shouldn't cost too much.
因为它的市场蛮大了。
Because they have a big market.
但事实上并不这样。
Yet that's not the case.
如果不是保险付一部分。
If it wasn't for the insurance to pay for part of it,
90粒小粒的丸子，他开个账给你240块50几块。
And 90 pills would cost me $250 some.
一样是这样。
The same way.
两样呢，那就不是250了。
Or one drug would cost
250,
and then 200 another medication.
那弟兄姊妹，我们有没有想到
？Brothers and sisters.
要搞这个东西。
Have we thought about this?
如果就算他真能搞得成功。
Even if they would succeed.
真正能享用这一个研究的成果的有几个人。
How many people can enjoy the result of this research?
弟兄姊妹你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
如果我们看到这样的一件事的时候，我们就觉得这不是一个科学研究的问题了。
We would see that this is not a problem of a scientific research.
那我们多看几个。
Let's look at a few more. 、The headline of this says, man-made life, man-created life. Next year, it's possible, a possibility for it to appear.
那这个是非常新的那个资料。
This is a rather new and recent piece of news.
你看到那里写着12月19号07年，就是那一天的资料。
It's actually December 19th, 2007. That's on that day's newspaper.
那就是我们进来聚会前两个礼拜不到的资料。
This is 2 weeks ago.
那是说什么呢？
What does it say?
就说到他们又从另外的一个方法里边找到一个制造人把生命造出来。
They used another way to create life here.
弟兄姊妹，这是刚才我说碰到神的底线，这是其中的一样。
Just now I mentioned that people are stepping on the bottom line of God, and this is an example.
长久以来我们都知道。
For a long time,
we know. 人可以做各种各样的很有智慧的事。
Man can do a lot of things, very wise things.
但是人就没有办法把生命制造出来。
Yet man cannot create life.
因为制造生命这个是神自己的权柄。
Because creating life is the authority, the power of God.
那我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
虽然说是这，他上那里说，这个人造生命找到一个好像有路了。
Although it says there seems to be a way to create our man-made life.
那弟兄姊妹，许多时候这些话都是夸大的。
Yet a lot of times these words are exaggerations.
我们不管它了。
We don't need to take mention it.
但是我们看到一个趋势。
But we see this trend.
那这个趋势有一个目的在那里，是隐藏的。
And this trend actually is hiding a purpose behind.
那我们再看一个。
Let's look at another one.
这个就更新了。
Here is even later news. It says the stem cell research there's a big breakthrough. I believe this is from last week.
还是我们中国人的科学家了。
This is a Chinese scientist.
你要是看外面的话呢，我们有很多可以自豪的东西。
If you look at it on the outside, it seems it's something for us to be proud of.
他就说到了现在这个干细胞的那个。研究啊，我虽然是外行，但是我看他们的报告的时候，我知道他们说什么。
When we look at the stem cell research, though I am not an expert, I know what they're talking about.
因为在这个资料发表以前，那么所有干细胞的那个研究，从胚胎里边去找。去找出那个最原始的细胞来。
For this report, I know all the stem cell research were all based on contribution of they needed the embryos.
那如果是胚胎那里的，那就和生命的那个关联是多很多了。
And if you're using embryos, they have a lot more to do a closer ties to life.
那现在这一个发表呢？
Yet this report,
从这里拿一点出来就可以了。
It's using your skin cells.
那弟兄姊妹，你看，好像那一个又往前进了一步了。那在争论上面就行了。喏，现在我们不是在用那个胚胎的那个了，就用胚胎来说，那我们是杀害一个生命。
It seems that this is a big step forward because there's no longer much argument. Because using embryos, we have our argument of whether we're destroying a life or not.
但是现在用皮肤出来了，根本与生命无关。
Yet now we're using a cell from your skin. It has nothing to do with killing.
那好像那个路又敞开一点。
It seems this is a broader path for us to do research.
那我们再看一些。
Let's look at another one.
好。有谁知道那个人的名字？
It's Hawkins. It's a scientist. Hawkins says the universe, the beginning or the origin of the universe is like a boiling bubble.
这是一个鼎鼎有名的，现在还活的英国的一个物理学家。
This is a now living, very world famous, English or British scientist.
这个宇宙的成因是从大爆炸。这个事实来造成的，就是这位老先生。
And this is the old gentleman. Is the first one to suggest that the whole universe started with the Big Bang.
那他这里只是说到啊，这个宇宙的形成是怎么的一个过程。
Here just now that he's going to explain how the universe was formed and the process.
那但是我注意他的呢，哦，糟糕。他底下有一段没有印出来。
We're missing a chunk at the bottom, but that's okay.
你听我说就好
了。I'll tell you what it is.
那么当人给他问到这个问题的时候。
When he was asked the question.
那人就问到一个很尖锐的问题。
They ask a very pointed question.
那个问题是什么呢
？What's this question they ask?
因为他说
，Because he said
这个宇宙大爆炸造成现存的宇宙。
So this great universal Big Bang created the universe.
并且这个宇宙是继续的生长，继续的膨胀。
And also this universe is continually expanding.
但是有人问到他，谁有这样大的能力呢？
So that when someone asked him, who has this great power?
这又碰到这个老先生的底线了。
So this touched the bottom line of this old gentleman. The limit.
那这个老先生怎么说呢
？So what did he answer?
他说你知道我是无神论者。
Well, you know I am an atheist.
我不知道那个能力怎么来。
I don't know where this power
comes from. 反正我就知道有那么一个事实。
I just know that there's this fact.
将来也许有人知道。
Of course, maybe someone knows in the future may know, but now I don't.
但是我永远也不会承认，是什么什么做出来的。
Yet I will never admit that there's a certain thing that's creating this.
弟兄姊妹，这就碰到一个事情，是我大概两年多以前，注意到的。
So this touched upon something that I noticed about 2 years ago.
我是在那个电视的访问的里边看到有人去访问两个物理的科学家。
There was a TV interview I saw on TV, and it was an interview for two physicists.
说了很多的物理的那些个东西。
They talked about a lot of physics.
他们讲的大概就是他懂我不懂。
Of course, they talked about things that they understood that I didn't.
不过我知道他们是，因为他们是说谈到那个整个物理的那个新的发展方向。
Yet I know that they're talking about some new directions that the development of physics were taking at that time.
到最末了的时候。
Yet at the end.
那个访问的人呢，就发了一个问题。
The interviewer asked a question.
那个问题的是什么呢
？So what's that question？
他说，照这样子的资讯来看
，He said based on the information we have now，
你们都能接受那一个智慧设计的这一个主张咯。
So you should be able to accept the idea of intelligent design。
那个智慧设计虽然好像是一个很抽象的观念
although this intelligent design may seem an abstract idea
那这个智慧设计是不是就等于神呢
but is this intelligent designer equal to God
弟兄姊妹们答案一出来你又看到一个东西了
yet brothers and sisters when you hear the answer you will see
两个物理学家都是这样说
both of the physicists answered
我们不知道智慧设计的具体的情形是什么。
We don't know the concrete info after this intelligent design.
但是我们是在物质的范围里边去做研究的，我们不碰那个有神无神的问题。
Yeah, we are doing research within tangible materials. We don't touch upon the question whether there is a God or not.
这个是很客气的在那里拒绝。神
This is a polite way of refusing or rejecting God.
那弟兄姊妹，你晓得这个智慧的设计究竟只是在美国这一边，还是已经在全世界扩张出来
？Brothers and sisters, do you know this topic of intelligent design is it only discussed in the United States or is it globally?
那个趋势是向全世界扩展出来。
The trend is going globally.
但弟兄姊妹，你碰到一个问题，就碰到一个这样的事实了。
So brothers and sisters, you come into in touch with this fact.
这些顶尖的人物，他们能接受那个智慧设计的理论。
These top-notch people, they can accept the theory of intelligent design.
但是这个智慧设计究竟具体的是什么呢？
Yet, what is the practical or a concrete substance behind this intelligent design?
他们就隐约说不清了。
And they couldn't point it out clearly.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一个什么趋势呢？
So what do you see, brothers and sisters?
这些现象，
This phenomenon
很明显就是冲着这个宇宙当中与神没有关系。
Very clearly, this trend is pointing towards that, proving that the universe has no God.
仍然是那个老调。
They have the same, they're singing the same tune.
那个情形是自然就先存在。
And this is the, situation, it's there already.
有点像不提那部分了，因为有我们当中大部分都不是从中国来的，对那个辩证自然辩证法里边恩格斯说的话不一定很了解。
We won't mention that part. We'll skip over this part.
那他们看到一些现象。
These people see some phenomenon.
但是无论如何，他们要把神从那一些现象里边分隔出来。
Yet they want to separate God from these phenomena.
那弟兄姊妹，这个就是越来越明显的一种趋势。
So brothers and sisters, this is a trend that's getting more and more obvious.
那我们生活在美国，我们能看到好些个事情。
We live in the United States. We can see a lot of things happening.
我想弟兄姊妹多多少少你知道有一些这样就是这几年里边所出现的问题。
I think brothers and sisters, you may have noticed in the last few years there are some of these situations.
那在早一些年的时候，美国的公立学校本来是可以让学生祷告的。
In the earlier years, in the public schools in the United States, students are allowed to pray.
多年前开始就不让了。
Yet many years ago, they stopped that.
如果你在那里呢，就是触犯一个好像几乎可以说是刑事的案件。
If you do that publicly, you might touch upon some felony.
那以后接二连三的，你看到很多的事情出来。
And then there are more events happening after that.
我们在湾区的弟兄姊妹们都有一些经验。
And brothers and sisters who live in the Bay Area may have such experience.
因为相当时间，西岸特会就会在旧金山举行。
Because once in a while the WCC conference would take place here in the area.
最近这几次我们都是在州立大学那边来举行了。
The recent few times it took place in the San Francisco State University.
但是前早一些年间呢，我们没有条件可以使用州立大学。
Yet in the earlier years, we were not qualified to use the state university.
最近这十来年，因为美国的经济没有那么好了。
In the last dozen or so years, because the economy of the United States is not so good.
所以学校里面所接受的政府的拨款就少了很多了，他们要钱了。
So the less the schools are getting less funds from the government, so they want more revenues for the school.
所以我们才有机会可以上他们租过来聚会。
That's why we have a chance to rent the place for our meeting.
但是参加西岸特会的弟兄姊妹们，你们都不大可能知道里边有些情况的。
And probably most of you didn't know some inside stories though.
那么我们是租是租过来了。
It's true that we rented the place.
但是有些地方我们不能碰的。
But there are some places that we cannot touch.
为什么？
Why is that?
很简单。
Very simple.
你说我出钱给你租那个地方。
You may say that I'm paying you money to rent this place.
就像我们出钱跟你们租现在所租的那个地方一样。
It's just like here we're paying money to rent this place.
他们说不行。
They said no.
为什么？
Why?
因为那一个部分的地方是政府拨款的。
Because those areas are funded by the government.
所以那些不能给宗教团体来用的。
So those areas cannot be used by religious activities.
因为这个是在政教要分离的这个政策上面来定规的。
And it's under the policy for the separation of church and government and the state.
那弟兄姊妹，这是有什么现象？
And these phenomena.
那弟兄姊妹，你又如果你留意的话，
if you paid attention，
现在这几年，
these last few years，
童子军，美国的童子军在各个地方，
the Boy Scouts in the United States in America，
都面临一个控诉，
they are all faced with this accusation，
并且很普遍。
And it's happening very commonly.
为什么给控诉呢？
Why are they being charged?
因为他们坚持不让那些同性恋的人做童军教练。
Because they insist on not letting the gay people or lesbians to be their coaches.
那么结果呢？就这里又兴起那个控诉，那里又兴起一个控诉。
So they are being sued left and right.
那这些控诉啊，是从哪里来的呢？
Where do these suits come from？
在美国有一个团，有一个那样的，算是政治运动的组织。
In the United States, there is this political organization.
但是也不能说它完全是政治。
It's not completely political.
就是这样，就凸显了它的那个特点。
It actually shows their characteristics.
中文翻出来，他们叫做美国公民权什么联盟？那英文的简写就是 ACLU.
The acronyms for the organization is ACLU.
那这一个团体哦，原来就是这些年来。一直在各个地方针对着教基督教的特别和说在美国里头的基督教的传统来提出控诉，说破坏宗教政教分离。
And this is the organization that's been filing suits or encouraging different suits against the traditional religionvalues, and they have been trying to do that in all over the place, and encouraging for the separation of state in the name of separation of state and government.
那个州是我现在就是 Georgia 州旁边的那一个小州叫什么州？Alabama 的那一个法院里边的那个十条诫命的要那个像要给移开，就是这个团体的杰作。
The case of removing the Ten Commandment monument from Alabama State, a court in Alabama State, is a result of the work from ACLU.
那因着在学校里头有些学区啊提出要把那个智慧设计和进化论一并在那里来解说。
In some school districts, they've been trying to suggest to teach the intelligent design alongside the evolution.
结果呢，又是这个团体到处来提出控诉。
And then again, it's ACLU, this organization. Again, they try to bring up suits.
有些是已经案件结束了，有些还是继续进行。
And some lawsuits are still going on. Some have ended.
弟兄姊妹，我们平常根本没有碰到这样的事情。
But as a sister, it seems that we don't normally encounter these things.
因为你说这些事跟我们都完全没关系啊。
You may say that this has nothing to do with us.
有这个事情，我还得去买米买面包啊。
Well, these things happen, but I still need to eat and buy my bread.
没这个事情，我们还得要一样的买面包买米啊。
Without these things, I still got to eat and buy my bread too.
那弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们看表面的现象，我们觉得的确是跟我们毫无关系。
If we look at it superficially, this has nothing to do with us.
但是你看到里面去的时候，
yeah, if you look deeper,
你又看到一个事情。
You see another
fact. 什么事情呢？
What is this?
他们做这样的一些个事。
They are doing things like this.
那个目的是在哪里？
What's their purpose?
要把神从美国人的生活里头拿走。
They want to remove God from the lives of the Americans.
所以钞票上面那个那我们相信神的这个呢，也给他们作为一个控诉的内容。
So what's printed on the dollar bill or banknotes that in God we trust, these words is something they want to bring up a lawsuit for.
So 弟兄姊妹，你看到这些都是表面上来好像没什么，但实际上面是一个非常非常有组织、有目标的那一个行动。
So brothers and sisters, you might not look at it might seem anything superficially, but they have an organized purpose behind their work.
那个目的在哪里呢
？What's their purpose？
就是要把神从人的心思里头挪走。
That's casting God out from man's mindset。
他们做的比共产党做的更彻底。
And they are doing a more complete job than the communist。
我不详细说那些事情。
I will not go into more details here。
那弟兄姊妹，你看到这个就是在人中间的。那种发展。
Yet you see, this is what's developing among men.
人明显在那里借着科研那一方面的事情，那个法律法上面的事情。
Through scientific research, through the laws.
在那里表达他们对神的抗拒的那种意思。
They are expressing their refusal and opposition to God.
那所以你看到罗马书说。人既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们。
So you see in the book of Romans, they say men purposely do not want to know God, and God just let them.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你就看到神任凭，是因为人说我们根本不要你。
So brothers and sisters, you see that God gave them up is because of men saying that they don't want God.
因着人在说那里，我不要神。
Because men says they don't want God.
那延伸出来的还有许多方面的事情。
It expands to other areas.
比方说那个同性婚姻的那个问题。
For example, the issue of homosexual marriage.
这也是一个非常严重的问题。
This is a very severe problem.
那严重到一个什么地步呢
？So what kind of severity is it?
那我们现在目前来，要是你看看他们的那个鼓吹和那个宣传的那种题目。
If you look at the title and subjects of their promotions,
特别很多年轻的人啊，他们很同情。哦，对呀，这个他们这样说也没有害人，也应该是给他们有这个平等的那个机会嘛。
And especially young people, they listen to them and feel sorry for them. Well, we should treat them as equals and they should have the same opportunities.
这里我有个资料，但是没有照出那个出来，我只能念给弟兄姊妹们听。
I have some information here, although I didn't make it into the projector.
那就是说到那个关乎同性恋的那个团体，他们的那一个运动的目标。
It's talking about the goals for these homosexual supporters, their organization.
这个资料是说从1970年开始。
It says starting from 1970.
他们就有了12项长远的目标。
They had 12 long-term goals.
其中8项到现在为止已经达成，已经成功了。
Out of them, 8 of them, they have succeeded.
还剩下4样还在争取。
There are 12 more that they are still fighting for.
还在社会上来扩张他们的影响。
And they are trying to expand their influence in the society.
为了达成他们的目标。
In order to reach the goals.
那剩下还没有完成的是什么呢
？So what are these that are left that they are
still fighting for? 一个已经进行的差不多了。
One is going on and almost towards the end.
那就是同性婚姻。
That is homosexual marriage.
那这个同性婚姻在欧洲已经给攻陷了。
Of course, in Europe, it has already been legalized.
在美洲这一边啊，也微微服了。
In the Americas, it's almost there.
如果那个情形继续下去的话，
if we continue to develop this way,
许多的人都觉得，哦，这个东西可以接受，那他们也就成功了。
A lot of people would feel this is acceptable, then they will succeed.
那当他们成功了这一点以外呢？
After they succeed on this point,
他们第十个目标是什么呢？
What's their ninth purpose, a goal?
娼妓合法，合法化了。
Legalization of prostitution.
那然后再到的十一个呢？
And then the next one.
性行为不限年龄合法化了。
And remove the age limit for legalization of sexual activity.
所以我也听说了。
And I've also heard.
现在在美国，
in the
别的地方我知道，在美国，
in the United States,
有好些在小学里边的同学同的他孩子们已经给灌输这样的想法了。
Students in the primary elementary schools, they have been already taught these ideas.
弟兄姊妹，我们都有孩子。
Brothers and sisters, we have children.
所以很多事情在隐约进行，我们觉得与我们没有关系。
Although a lot of things are going on in the background, then we don't feel that they have a lot directly anything to do with us.
等到你发觉跟你有关系的时候，太晚了。
Yet when you find out these have some direct relationship with you, then it's too late.
然后他们第最幕后的一项目标是什么呢？
So what's their last goal?
那个就是多人结合合法化了。
That is legalization of having multiple sexual partners.
我都不知道他们究竟搞什么内容。
I don't know why they come up with this.
弟兄姊妹，你看，这个就是社会的风气。
Brothers and sisters, you see, this is the trend of the society.
这个社会的风气就是把人堕落的那个天性发表的，没有什么在隐藏的。
This trend is to encourage, expand in the fallen human nature.
比过去的索多玛跟俄摩拉还要厉害。
Comparing to Sodom and Gomorrah, it's even worse.
那我们常常看见许多年轻人，他们很纯洁的。
We see a lot of young people; they seem innocent.
但是当他们上了大学以后，就变得复杂了。
Yet when they go to college, they become more complex.
怎么会有这种情形？
Why is this phenomenon happening?
No.也许我们的弟兄姊妹们当中也不少人会收到这样的一些我不知道该怎么说它，就是当然是一些团体募款的那些宣传品。
Some brothers and sisters may receive some of these promotion and looking for donations.
那我收过一个团体的那个这一类的募款信。
I have received such a letter from for charity for donation.
他们是受不了这种情形。
They cannot tolerate this kind of situation.
所以他们就有一些人，美国全国性的，他们在那就又组织一个这样的团体来要扭转这个光景。
So nationally, they have this organization trying to turn the situation around.
他们的方法就是
their method is
公布全美国，他们是坐在那个高等教育的机构那里的。
And to proclaim that they are sitting in the council of the higher education council.
他们就把全美国里头那些大学里边哪一些大学他们鼓励这种性开放。
They would publish which university or college that they promote for open sexual activities.
那大学里头哪一些教授老师他们是做这样的鼓励。
And which of the professors and teachers would promote such activities.
他们都公布出来。
They publish this.
我看大概都是真的。
I believe that's all true.
因为如果不是真的，那些人一定去法院 去告他们的。
If it's not true, I believe these people would all come and sue them.
但是因为是他们做的事情，他们要告无可告了。
Yet because these are truthfully what they have done, they cannot bring lawsuits to them.
但弟兄姊妹，你看到这只是在高等教育的那一个层次里边的事吗？
So brothers and sisters, do you think this is only happening among higher education institution?
我们中间一些中学的家长就曾经跟我提过，他们学校的老师给他们的孩子们在这一方面的那些影响。
Some brothers and sisters who are parents of high school children, they have talked to me about how their kids are receiving such information from their school.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
你说这只是我刚才说的，只是美国的光景。
What I just described is situations happening in United States.
但是如果弟兄姊妹们，你听过有这样的一个说法，你就知道美国在整个的人的堕落、人的败坏的进程里头是落伍的。
But if you have heard this, that we are comparing the fallen human nature in degree, we Americans are actually quite low on the list.
欧洲远比美国跑得更快更早。
And in Europe, they are actually more advanced in this area.
我那一年去瑞典。
One year I was in Sweden.
就碰到那边服侍的一些弟兄。
I met with some brothers who are serving there.
那弟兄他们一家人是从台湾过去的。
And the brother and his whole family went there from Taiwan.
他就跟我说到他们的孩子们上学开始上学的时候回来就感觉很不适应。
And they told us when their kids starting to go to school there, they felt they had some issue adapting.
什么事情？
What's the problem?
他回来跟他爸爸妈妈说。
The kids came back and told the parents.
我们的同学觉得我们只有一个爸爸妈妈，好像很奇怪。
Our fellow students of But we were strange because we only have one set of parents, father and mother.
我们每一个人都有几个爸爸妈妈的。
We all have multiple dads
and moms. 怎么你只有一个爸爸一个妈妈？
How come you only have one dad and one mom?
所以他们就觉得好像很孤立了。
And they actually felt isolated.
在那人家都拿他们来作为一个嘲笑的那个对象。
And they got laughed at.
我们的弟兄就告诉他们的孩子。
Our brother told his children.
他说人家如果跟你们再说这个话的时候。
He said, if others are going to say these things to you again.
你也告诉他们我们不只有一个爸爸妈妈。
You can tell them we have more than one father or mother.
我们有两个。
We have two.
一对是在地上一对在天上。
We have one set on earth and one set on heaven.
当然这个你可以停。他们不懂，但是你可以停止他的嘲笑，但是这个不是彻底解决问题的事。
They may not know what you mean, and they may stop their mocking, but this is not the way to resolve the problem.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
亚洲又怎么样
？How about Asia？
有没有可以放一个
？We're going to look at some more.
对不起，对不起，我先说这个，我先说这个。
Let me talk about this one first.
那这个是什么呢
？What is this this?
这个是真的是假的？你不要很认真。
You don't have to be too serious about whether this is real or not. This is about God persuading Russian astronauts to go back to Earth.
这是说到。俄罗斯的一些太空人他们到太空去。
It's talking about a Russian astronaut, he went to a space station.
他就说到他在太空里边飞行的时候。
He said when he was traveling in space,
他说他听见有声音对他说。
He heard a voice speaking to him.
他说什么说了
What does he say?
那里头 no, 孩子啊你不应该来这回到地球去吧。不要破坏创世主所定下的规矩。
He said he heard this voice saying to him, "Son, you shouldn't be here. Go back to Earth. Do not destroy what the Creator has said and His rules."
这个资料是世界日报上说是综合的报道，但是不晓得他那个综合报道的来源究竟是什么，没说。
And this is published in the World Journal, but it's under a miscellaneous kind of category, so we don't know their sources.
所以究竟是真的还假的, 我不敢保证。
I cannot guarantee whether it's truthfulness.
但是我要说的还不是他听到这样的声音。
But what I want to say is not about that he's actually hearing a voice.
如果真的是听到这个声音啊, 那是神怜悯他。
If he truly heard this voice, then it's a mercy of God.
但是 问题是出在哪里呢? 当他回到地上来的时候, 那些地上的科学家怎么解释?
So the issue is when he went back to Earth, so what's the scientist telling him? Their explanation is this.
那地上当然就说了,他说俄罗斯学者那个乌尔科维奇博士就认为这些现象多半是由于太空人的幻觉。
And so the a Russian scholar, a certain doctor says that these phenomena most likely is out of, from the imagination of these astronauts.
就说他们在太空出任务,因为那个失重的那个情形就造成他们的心智不够正常。
Because of their space missions, they are long-term in a weightless situation and it created this kind of phenomenon.
那弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
我说我留意的是留意底下的那是人对这些事情的反应。
What I'm paying attention to is the reaction of these people to this incident.
无论怎么样, 我们的弟兄在那里说要筑墙。
And no matter what, our brother said we are going to build this wall.
那你看见人也在那里筑墙。
You see, men are building walls.
他们就要把神从人的整个的生活思想意念里边完全拒绝出去。
They want to cast out God from men's life and their minds.
那从上头我们一直看下来的，人怎么的肆意的去破坏。 神的那个自然的规律。
So we've been looking all along how man wants to destroy this law of nature.
弟兄姊妹你看到吗? 同性恋的那个问题, 如果真的是给他们成功的话, 那带出那个结果是什么?
So brothers and sisters, if they really succeed in how they deal with the issue of homosexuality, what would be the result?
你说道德就混乱了。
Well, you say the morals will be gone.
如果你只是看着道德就下沉到乱的地步, 那太小儿科了。
Well, if you think it's, if you're just thinking about moral issues, it's actually too trivial an issue.
那实际的情形是怎么样?
What's the reality?
弟兄弟你看到同性恋的那同性婚姻的那个结果就是毁灭人类。
You know the result of homosexual marriage will it will destroy human race.
他们真正有词啊。
Oh, they have lots of reasons.
我们可以领养就有后代了。
Oh, well, we can adopt our descendants.
弟兄姊妹，你往深的程序想。
Well, brothers and sisters, think a little deeper.
都同性婚姻了，后代从哪里来啊？
If we all have same-sex marriage, how can we have descendants?
你不是人在那里自己毁灭自己吗？
Isn't the human race destroying itself?
这不是自作自受吗？
Aren't you suffering your own guilt?
弟兄姊妹们, 如果我们只是看表面的现象, 我们是看不到什么问题来的, 我们都觉得, 哎呀, 可以同情, 可以同情。
If we just look at things superficially, we won't see any problems and we think we can feel sorry for them.
但是你看到那个具体的, 实际的那个情形, 你真的是看见踩到神的底线了。
Well, if you really look at the reality, you'll see you're coming to the limits of God.
如果把人类自己毁灭掉了,
If we destroy our own race,
这跟法老要杀掉以色列的那个孩子们, 婴孩, 出生的婴孩, 有什么两样?
How is it different from Pharaoh at that time wanting to kill the newly born babies?
跟那个以斯帖里面那个叫什么? 哈曼, 要把所有的犹太人都杀掉,那一件事情有什么两样?
And how is it different from Haman in the time of Esther that he wanted to kill all the Jews?
比如说,如果你看到里面去,你晓得,这些好像是外面的一些残忍的动作。
If you look at these events, these seem to be some superficial phenomena.
但是你看到里面去的时候,那是要截断。 我们的主道神肉身的路啊。
If you look into it deeper, then these are actually cutting off the way, the path from us to God.
是直接在那里对付神。
It's directly going against God.
那所以弟兄姊妹你看到。
So brothers and sisters, you can see.
地上面许许多多的事情一直是在那里站在做神的对头的那个地位上。
A lot of things happening on earth are going directly opposing God.
要用不晓得什么去代替神，反正没有神，我们自己灭掉了，也不要有神。
They don't know what they are using to go in place of God, replacing God. They just want anything to go in place of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严肃的问题。
This is a very solemn matter.
那好了，我们现在要转一个话题。
Let's change topic now.
这是一般的那个人中间的情形。
These are general phenomenon among men.
那么在宗教这个范围里呢？
What about in the realm of religion?
哎呀，当主来以前啊，主也说了那么许多的事情，人总应该苏醒了吧？
Well, before the Lord's return, many things has been said. The men should be awakened.
但是主给我们提醒的话却不是这样。
Yet the Lord's words for us to remind us is not saying this.
他说，我来以前，你们要谨慎。
He said, before I come, you need to be prudent.
免得入了迷惑。
Take heed, and otherwise you...
因为将来有许多假基督、假要显出来。
Do not be confused, because there will be false prophets, false Christ.
敌基督显出来。
There will be antichrists showing up.
好多人冒我的名说我就是基督。
Many people come in my name and claim that they are Christ.
啊，我来才是解救这个世人的那个道路呢。
They come and claim that they're going to save the world.
啊，所以你们要小心。
So be careful, take heed.
这个部分我只是给弟兄姊妹看一些资料就好。
So I'd like to show you some information here.
不详细解说了。
I will not go into.
因为剩下的时间，我必须要强调那个。挺身昂首这一个点，不然的话我是白讲。
Because the remaining time, I need to stress on how to look up and lift up your heads. Otherwise, I'm speaking in vain.
请记得朱弟兄把那个。那弟兄说，你看到这里有一个也是很新的，九月份才出来的。
And this is a piece from September. It's rather recent.
也许你们根本就不注意这个。
You may not have paid attention to this words from Bin Laden.
弟兄怎么你晓得？你晓得因为那个伊拉克那个战争啊，就造成美国好多人感觉很苦恼。
Because the wars with Iraq is causing much pain for the Americans.
那一个宾拉旦呢，就是 OK.
Let me read you the headlines here. It says that Bin Laden is claiming or proclaiming that the Americans should believe and convert into Muslims.
他就像部署总统来在广播里头发出一个号召了。
And in his talk, he's saying these words to Bush, to President Bush.
你们要解决问题，要世界和平，只有一条路可以走。
He says, if you want to have world peace to resolve these problems, there's only one way for you to walk.
不要再坚持你们那个基督教了。
Don't insist on your own Christianity.
你自己先开始。
Start from you yourself.
然后让全美国人都改信回教，什么问题都解决。
Then all Americans can be converted into Muslims, and all problems will be solved.
因为这个才是路啊。
This is the way for you.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
那这是一个。
This is one of them.
请再看。
There's another one.
这里个是还有中文的，不，但是讲出来就可以了。
And you can read the headline.
那这个是又是什么呢？
What does this say?
这一个是天主教的现在那个教王的一个宣告。
As the current pope from the Catholic Church, he made some claims.
也是前几今年夏天的。
And it's this summer's news.
他宣告什么呢？
What did he assert?
他把一个天主教在教会从天主教恢复出来以后，他们已经把他这个宣告收藏到天主教的仓库里边，就是说不用了。
And there are some of these documents that they have that they have been hiding after ever since the church has reformed and restored.
那是一个什么宣告呢?
What is this proclamation?
就是天主教过去一直是萨拉很强调的一件事。
That is something that they've been stressing in the Catholic Church.
救恩是出于天主教。
And the salvation comes only from Catholic Church.
你们要得到拯救，你们就要接受天主教。
If you want to be saved, you need to be in accepting Catholic.
如果你们不到天主教里边，你是没有救恩的。
Outside of the Catholic Church, there is no salvation.
夏天的时候，他们又把它搬出来重新宣告。
So this summer, they bring out these documents again and proclaim that there's only one salvation and it can only be found in the Catholic Church. Brothers and sisters, we all know that. Salvation comes from God's Son.
在神的儿子以外，没有别的名可以叫我们得着拯救。
Outside the Son of God, there's no other name that can give us salvation.
那现在天主教在那里宣告一个事情。
So the Catholic Church is proclaiming one thing.
我们是救恩,
we are the salvation.
这是什么?
What does this say?
代替基督,
that replaces Christ.
如果他真有救恩的话, 他就是基督,
if he truly has the salvation, he is Christ.
如果他是基督的话, 他是什么基督?
If he is Christ, what kind of Christ is he?
那是冒我名来的假基督。
That's the one that's coming in my name, the false Christ.
那这是现在我们的情形。
This is our situation.
那还有弟兄姊妹，很多都知道，在中国，最近这些年来又跑出了一个这样的东西来。
So there's brothers, some brothers and sisters know that recent years in China there is this one new thing.
那个叫东方闪电。That's
the eastern lightning.
这个东西呢，又说了一大套的东西，那么结果呢，说到最末了，那一个主持那个头子。
And they have a big set of their own doctrines, and at the end, they said their head is the Christ.
但是这一个头子呢，不是儿子，是女孩子，是女，是妇女。
And this leader is actually a woman.
所以他们还说了，神让他的儿子第二次道成肉身来，就不再用男人的那个形象。
So what they claim is that now the second time God is sending his son into the world to become flesh and at this time he's taking the form of a woman.
那么详细的情形我们没时间在这里提。We
don't have time to go into more details now.
他们就专门跑到教会的里边来去把弟兄姊妹们的信心来做一个
They will specially go into the churches and to destroy the faith of our brothers and sisters.
我们撇开不追究他们的背景，我们只可以这样说，他们用黑社会的手段来对付那些他们要对付的人。
Without looking into the background, we could say that though they are dealing with the people who are trying to go against them with illegal methods from the mafias.
那么这一个组织呢
？And this organization
露面的多半都是妇女。
And people who are actually show up representing them are women. We don't know who's behind them.
那他可以臣服在一些神的教会的里边，相当一个时间，他们不露出他们的本相。
They will actually go into churches without showing their true identity.
但是有一件事情他们会做的。
Yet there's one thing that they know how to do.
他们会表现自己对神很热心，很爱主，很深的渴慕主。
And they will show themselves as very fervent for the Lord and their love for the Lord.
等到教会里头的弟兄姊妹们对他有点信任了。
So when the brothers and sisters in the church have their trust in them.
他慢慢就把他们来的那个目的带出来。
And slowly they'll bring out their true purpose.
他们有一套东西，要把神儿女们的对神的那个信靠完全的来拆掉。
And their teachings would completely destroy the faith of the children of God.
主自己的话的话，很容易上当。
If we are not deeply grounded in our understanding, our knowledge of God's word, it's very easily for us to be deceived.
他们也曾经到美国来活动过啊，这个东西。
They also were active in the United States before.
也跑到圣伯努来过一次。
And we know that they come to St. Bruno one time.
跑到旧金山聚会那边两次。
And they went to San Francisco twice.
那听说还有其他的那个聚会，他们都跑过来。
And we heard that they've been to different fellowships and into different church.
感谢主，在外头的神的儿女们在真理的基础上是比较确定。
We thank the Lord for the brothers and sisters who are outside of China, and they have more foundation on the truth.
所以就稍微安静了下来，现在好像不太觉得他们在海外有什么的活动。
It seems the activity have reduced and slowed down and overseas.
但是虽然说不见得在外面有什么活动，并不是等于他们不活动。
Although they are not showing too much activities, that doesn't mean that they have completely stopped their activities.
我们相当时间还收到他们的文字的东西。
And we still receive their literature.
他们公开的在那里说他们设立一个总部在纽约。
And publicly they claim their headquarters is set up in New York.
在欧洲那边也是，澳洲那边也是，亚洲地区的也是。
And they have also places in Europe, in Australia, in Asia.
那他们说出一些个东西来，你好像也有点道理。
They seem to speak some sense also when they're talking about their sets of teachings.
比方说
For example,
我们都相信主来的时候我们要被提。
We all believe that we'll be taken up in rapture when the Lord returns.
他就提这个问题出来。
So he brought, they bring out this question.
他说地球是圆的。
So, well, the earth is round.
我们是在美国呢，我们站在地球的这里。
So we're in the United States, we stand on this place.
亚洲那边的弟兄姊妹们，他们是在美洲的那一边。
So the brothers and sisters in Asia are on the other side.
他们是站在这里。
They're standing on this side.
那将来被提的时候，都往上被提升。
So if they are being raptured, taken up, and
那如果我们在美国是被提到这里。
So the people in the United States are bringing up.
那亚洲的弟兄姊妹们，他被提到这里。
Isn't the opposite side? Wouldn't they be going down?
那怎么可以合到一起
How can they go and be gathered together?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不懂得神的伟大
Brothers and sisters, if we do not understand the
greatness of God 你不懂得神是那我们的主是充满万有
If we do not understand that our God is still all in all
在他来说根本就没有这个向下
In him there is no up or down
但是他就整拿这样的一个东西就把你的心思扰乱了
And they use this to disturb and trouble your mind
弟兄姊妹，这些假基督假先知
False prophets, false Christ.
主说你们要谨慎。
The Lord said you need to take heed.
因为在我来以前有许多假先知、假基督要出来。
Before my return, there will be many false prophets, many false
Christ. 你们要留意，不要跟随他们。
Be careful, do not follow them.
那弟兄姊妹，我只是举一两个例子，因为实在没时间说的太广。
Only giving you one or two examples because there is no time.
许多的时候，我们觉得我们很平安了，我们没什么了，真的是平安，平安稳妥的时候。
A lot of times we say that we are at a peaceful time, and it's truly peaceful and safe.
但是主若是给我们抖开那个具体的、实际的那个情形。
If the Lord has shaken and revealed to us what's the true situation.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见原来那么复杂，那么严肃，那么的到处布满了那个陷阱。
Brothers and sisters, you see how complex the situation is. Everywhere is filled with traps and snares.
主说敌基督要来。
The Lord says the Antichrist will come.
敌基督要比我们的主先来到地。
And the Antichrist will come before our Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，我们怎么去认识敌基督呢
？So brothers and sisters, how will we know who is the Antichrist？
啊，弟兄姊妹说，你说没有啦，我们不会碰到敌基督的。
So brothers and sisters may say that we will not come in contact with
the Antichrist. 因为教会一定被提了以后，敌基督才能出现。
Isn't it after our rapture of the church, then the Antichrist will come？
这个绝对是事实。
That's of course the fact.
教会一天留在地上，敌基督不可能 毫无顾忌的在那里横行。
As long as the day the church is still on earth, this Antichrist will not be able to do whatever he wants.
但弟兄姊妹，你不要忘了。
Yet don't forget, brothers and sisters.
那约翰，老约翰，在约翰一书的里头就给我们提到一件事。
Yet John, in First John, he reminds us one thing.
那是在第二章的靠近幕后的那一小段。
That's in chapter 2, towards the end, the passage there.
为了时间，我就不念了。
I will not read it.
我只是提弟兄姊妹们，你要注意。
Yet I like to remind brothers and sisters.
老约翰说，
the old
你们听见敌基督要来。
You have heard that there are many antichrists.
他已经来了。
He's already here.
不是要来，要已经来了。
It's not that he's coming, but he is already here.
你说那糟糕了，敌基督已经来了，那我们怎么？
So you may say that, oh well, this is in trouble. We are in trouble because they are already here.
但弟兄们不要惊慌。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, not be troubled.
我们绝对不会看见敌基督。
We will not see Antichrist.
你留意约翰一书那里说到这一个的时候。
When you pay attention to 1 John, when it
他是说到。
He's talking about.
敌基督的时候是一个当数的具体的人物。
He says that Antichrist is one singular, this one character.
但是说到后来说到有许多敌基督已经来了，你看到那一个是说到多数的敌基督。
But when he talked about there are many antichrists, it's plural, there are many antichrists.
中文圣经把这个翻得很清楚。
In the Chinese version, it's very clearly translated.
那个单数的敌基督，那个真的敌基督，具体的那个敌基督，中文圣经就把它翻成那敌基督。
And so that Antichrist is referring to that one.
说到许多的敌基督的时候，中文圣经就把它翻成敌基督敌。
And when it refers to there are many Antichrists, it talks about there are many.
很清楚就分别出来了。
It's clearly separated.
那一个头子是敌基督。
The first one is that Antichrist.
许许多多跟随他、接受他差遣的人是属于敌基督。
There are many people who are followers of him. There are many antichrists.
所以那是敌基督的。
And so those are the ones who are antichrists.
那因此弟兄姊妹，我们晓得，这是撒旦对付神的在地的工作的一个很明显的安排。
So we know that this is a clear arrangement of Satan's work against Christ on earth.
这个敌基督的从约翰的日子已经来了。
So the antichrists already are here.
当然来到现在主快来以前，那个情形就更严重了。
Of course, when just before the time of the Lord's return, the situation is getting worse.
那今天上午我们组里头的交通一个姊妹就提一个问题出来了。
So this morning in our group sharing, a sister brought up this question.
那都既然主那么快要来。
Since the Lord is returning
so soon, 那我们该怎么办？
What should we do?
弟兄姊妹，你说我们该怎么办？
So brothers and sisters, what do you say we should do?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的主就提醒我们。
Our Lord has reminded us.
我们必须看到这许多的事情的时候，
When we see these things, 你就
要挺身昂首。
You need to look up and lift up your heads.
我昨天轻轻提了一下，什么叫做挺身昂首？
Yesterday I've mentioned lightly. What does it mean?
你看到整个地的潮流一直上与神是站在对立的那个地点的。
You see, the trends of this earth is opposing God.
那一个潮流意思是推着人往那一个方向去的。
This trend will push man going against God.
你要挺身昂首的话就是我不接受这个潮流。
What it means to look up and lift up your heads is for you to say that I do not accept
this trend. 我不跟随这个潮流。
I do not follow this trend.
我不赞许这个潮流。
I do not approve of this trend.
我和这个潮流要划出一条界限。
I will have draw a line between me and
this trend. 像我们的弟兄说，你要在那里筑起那个城墙。
And just like our brother said, when you want to build up this wall,
但是你是怎么筑啊？
You may ask, how would we build this?
你怎么筑啊？
How are you going to build it?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
因为时间的关系，我只能很浓缩的提几个原则。
So because of time, I'd like to condensely mention a few principles.
头一件事情，弟兄姊妹们，
the first thing, brothers and sisters,
你记得约翰一书二章里边有一个非常清楚的光照给我们。
Remember in 1 John chapter 2, it has a very clear enlightening there.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Love not the world, neither the things there are within.
人若爱世界，
if anyone loves the world,
爱神的心就不在他里面。
Love the Father is not in him.
那或者说是神的爱就不在他里面了。
Or to say the love of God is not in him.
不管你怎么去领会这个，这里有因果的关系在哪里。
And there is the words in English there.
我们里面没有神的爱。
And there's a reason and a result, and there's the love of God.
我们就不可能有爱神的心。
If it wasn't for the love of God, we would not have
love
for God.
我们如果有爱神的心，
if we do not have a love for God,
一定是神的爱在我们里面。
If we have the love of God, it must be the God.
像我们的弟兄昨天晚上给我们所交通的。
Just like last night sharing from our brother.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们，什么叫做世界？
So brothers and sisters, what is the world?
什么叫做不要爱世界？
What does it mean to not love the world?
这个界限又活在那里呢？
And so where is this line drawn?
我如果今天穿一件很漂亮的衣服，那我是不是要爱世界呢？
If I wear some beautiful clothes today, does that mean that I have a love for the world?
那姊妹们来说吧。
And let the sisters answer.
我今天要把头发弄得很好漂亮，那是不是我要爱世界呢？
And today I'm going to have a really nice hairstyle. So does that mean that I'm having a love for the world?
弟兄姊妹们，你必须要把这个世界的定义很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, you need to set out very clearly the definition for this world.
现在许许多多假先知就告诉你说，你怎么不爱世界？
There are lots of false prophets who tell you how you not to love the world.
神爱世界，你不爱世界？
Well, God loves the world. Why won't you love the world?
弟兄姊妹，你晓得约翰三章十六节，神爱世人，在希腊文的里边，它就是包括世界的那一个内容。
You know, in John 3:16, it says, For God so loved the world. This world, in the original text, it includes this world, the people and the world. That's
神爱世界，你不爱世界。
Well, if God loves the world, why aren't you loving the world?
但是主的话也明说，是我们不要爱世界。
Yet the word of the Lord also tells us not to love the world.
那究竟世界是什么？
So what is this world?
世界，如果你回到希腊文那个意思里，
If you go back to the meaning of Greek,
它会给我们看到包括这个物质的世界。
It tells us includes this tangible world, the material world.
包括这个世界里边所生存的人。
It includes the people who exist, living on this, in this world.
当然也包括这个世界里头的那种风气。
It also includes the trends of this world.
你要从上下文来决定那个世界是什么。
You have to tell from the context what it means.
那现在主的话在那里说不要爱世界。
Yet now the Lord's word is telling us not to
love the world. 那这个世界是什么呢？
So what does this world mean?
弟兄姊妹很清楚你看见。
Brothers and sisters, you can clearly see.
约翰一书第二章的里边，
First John chapter 2,
把世界放在一个位置上头。
It puts this world on such a position.
什么位置呢？
What is this position?
神的对头。
God's opposite.Opposition.
把它放在神的对面。
It's against God.
你要神，你就没有，你就不能爱世界。
If you want God, you cannot love the world.
你爱世界，你就没有，你就失去神的爱。
If you love the world, you will lose the love for God.
那弟兄姊妹，现在我们就看到那个界限来了。
So now we can see this line.
什么是不要爱世界？
What does it mean not to love the world?
你不要爱神以外的那些个事物。
You need to love not anything outside of God.
不要让世界上头的一切的事物来代替神的位置。
Do not use anything of the world to replace the position of God.
早晨晨更的时候，我们的弟兄交通他的一点学习。
This morning in devotion, our brother has shared about some of his lessons.
我要请问弟兄姊妹们。
Let me ask brothers and sisters.
他搬家是错吗？
Is it wrong for him to move?
去重新找工作是错吗？
Is it wrong for him to look for a job?
都不错。
That's not wrong.
但是他可能错。
Yet, he might be wrong.
什么时候错？
When did he go wrong?
我们的弟兄他的学习已经告诉我们。
So from his lessons, he tells us.
他踩过了那个红线。
He went over this red line.
他让那些东西代替了神的那个位置。
He let these things replacing the position of God in him.
那个就成了世界了。
That became,
虽然我想我们的弟兄当时没有那么严肃的把它看成爱世界。
Although a brother may not see it so severely as the world.
但是如果现今他回到主的光里面去看，他就看到了，原来我那个时候踩过了线。
Yeah, now he's coming back to the light of God. He will see that at that time he actually went past the line.
难怪那段日子我那么的沉闷。
No wonder I was feeling so down at those times.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能把爱世界简单化了，就是哎呀，我吃一点好东西就是爱世界。
We cannot simplify to define this loving of the world, meaning you eat something good.
我穿漂亮衣服就是爱世界。
Wearing something nice that means
that you're loving the world. 我要选一些哎呦。高贵的车子来用，我也爱世界。
Now, if I'm selecting some luxury sedan, then that means I.
不是在那个实际是如何。
Loving the world. This is not in the.
而是在那些事物在你心里是如何。
It's actually what these position holds in your heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的小姊妹问的那个问题是很有意思。
Our sister asked a very interesting question.
那我们怎么办呢
？So what should we do?
怎么办
？What should we do?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
首先你要建立不要爱世界的那一个观念。
You need to establish the concept of not loving the world.
或者说是一个认识。
Or your understanding.
接下去呢马上的你要知道。
And then you need to know.
那我不要爱世界。
I will not love the world.
我要爱主。
I will love the Lord.
那主是怎样的呢？
So what is the Lord?
他要做什么事呢
？What does he want to do?
那你就要追求去认识了。
You need to pursue and get to know.
你怎么追求去认识
？How would you pursue?
你到神的话里边去认识。
You need to go back to the Word.
你到神的儿女们当中去交通去认识。
Go into the children of God to share and find out.
当然那个根基就是神自己的话。
Of course, the foundation is the Word of God.
借着神儿女们的交通，把我们推进神的话的光里头。
And through the sharing of brother fellowship with brothers and sisters, they'll push us into the light of
God. 弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一些学习。
And these are very important lessons for us.
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you know that.
现在这个世代，很多，特别是，我不说姊妹，我说妇女。
In this day and age, I will not say sisters, but in women in general.
因为我们很多姊妹都不受这个妇女的风气的影响。
Because a lot of sisters are not influenced by this trend of for the women.
因为这个世代的要追求漂亮，追求苗条。
In this time and day and age, we are seeking for a slim body.
那要达到这个地步，你怎么办呢
？So how should you reach your goal?
最有效的，你就不吃东西。
Well, the most effective way is to diet.
你要多做这样的运动。
And you need to exercise more.
那这样你就苗条起来。
And then you would go slimmer.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们都知道
，We all know this.
其中有些结果
，And some of it causes this result.
就带出来一个叫做厌食症。
It brings out this disease called anorexia.
不要吃了。
And they don't want to eat.
那不吃就怎么样呢
？So what if you don't eat? What will happen?
当然你苗条了。
Of course you'll go slim.
但是苗条到一个地步你离死也不远了。
But you're so thin that you're close to death.
弟兄姊妹你我说这个事情是什么意思呢
?Why did I bring this out?
你要先把主自己的话和主自己的生命来充实我们这个人。
You need to use the word of God and the life of God to fulfill you first.
你不吃主的话
If you don't eat the word of God.
你不接受主生命的那个供应和操练
If you don't accept the life of God and its exercise.
你对属灵的事情患了那个厌食症
If you have anorexia towards the spiritual things.
你整个人都软掉了
And then you go weak.
你怎么挺身昂首
How can you look up and lift up your head?
你挺不来的
You cannot lift up your
head. 昂不来的
You cannot stand up.
因为你连抬头的力气都没有
You will no longer have strength to lift up your head.
弟兄姊妹事情就是那么严肃的
Brothers and sisters, this is the severity of matters.
我们感谢赞美我们的主
Brothers and sisters, we thank and praise our Lord.
我们要能在主面前主来的时候可以挺身昂首。
When the Lord returns, we want to look up and lift up our heads.
我们现在就可以要挺身昂首。
We need to look up now and lift up our heads now.
你让主的话指导我们的生活。
Let the word of God to teach our
lives. 你让主的话来，主的生命来约束我们的生活。
And the life of our Lord to direct our lives.
许多的时候，我们在这个地上的潮流里边走的时候，我们真的很难取舍。
A lot of times, as we walk in the trends of this world, it's hard for us to make decisions.
我要不要跟着潮流走
？Should I follow this trend?
有些好像潮流也并不是什么大错。
And some trends doesn't seem so bad.
但是弟兄姊妹，你不要问别的弟兄姊妹们，我可不可以这样
？Yet don't ask other brothers and sisters whether it's okay for me to do this.
你问你自己。
Ask yourself.
你留意你自己里面怎么对你说话。
And pay attention to how you yourself is dealing.
我不相信神的儿女们，当你开始碰到一件事的时候，你里面没有给你说话的。
I do not believe that if you come into contact with these matters that you do not have a voice inside.
你里面会叫你知道你要不要接受那些的。
Your inside of you, there will be a voice to tell you whether you should do this or you should accept it or not.
但是你乐在眼见里的时候。
Yet when you are staying with the things that are visible.
还有，你说如果我接受我里面那个带领。那我就成了很孤单的一个人。
You may say that if I follow the voice inside, that I might become very isolated or alone.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
孤单并不是可怕的。
It's not scary, frightening to be alone.
可怕的。
What's frightening is?
是在主的面前失去了我们的地位。
Is to lose your position before the Lord.
这个才是可怕的。
That's the most terrifying.
那主既然提醒我们
Since the Lord has reminded us,
我们要挺身昂首来等候主
We need to look up and lift up our heads and wait upon the Lord.
不是说等到那一刻
It's not waiting till that moment.
主让我们看见许多的事情我们晓得那个时间已经迫近的时候
The Lord has allowed us to see so many things that we know the time is close by.
我们就该挺身昂首
We should already be lifting up our heads and looking up.
孤单并不是什么了不起的难处。
It's not some great difficulty.
人家不同情不是什么接受不来的难处。
Being alone or that other people have no sympathy for you is nothing great to be bothered about.
你要留意，见主面的时候，
Take
heed. 你听见主说。
That when you see the Lord, you can hear the Lord saying to you.
你这又良善。又忠心的仆人，就什么都不满了。
That you, the good and faithful servant, then everything you'll be satisfied.
但愿主恩待怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
我们不是单单在那里只知道，哎呀，主快要来了。
We are not here just to know that the Lord is coming soon.
我们要注意的是，如果主来了，我怎么去见主
？What we need to pay attention is if the Lord is here.How are we going to prepare ourselves to see the Lord?
这是我们要求主怜悯的。
This is what we need the Lord's
mercy. 我必须停在这了。
I must stop here.
我还有一首诗歌要请和弟兄姊妹唱。
I'd like to sing a hymn with brothers and sisters.
只唱两节就好。
I will sing two stanzas.
那是诗情的姊妹上去了，那是373节。
373。
我们只唱第一节和第末了的那一节。
Let's sing the first and the last stanzas. 373.
我们站起来吧。
Please stand up for the hymn. 373.
他的怜悯，他的天使常看见，他所行是他的大爱。他的圣徒虽然仍是爱无限，却常盼望加倍风采。 他们不就也要看见他怜悯，认识他的拥有光明。但玛利亚曾看见他的泪眼，知道他心痛的情形，知道他心痛的情形。第五节
Verse 5，
主我宣我早日看见你怜悯，再顺速的我必，但是我也不管他这次失恋失去如此交通甜蜜，求你怜悯使我充满你的爱，不过一切为你生活，免你仆人今天祈切求将来，将来又会今天错过，将来又会今天错过。主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你并没有隐藏你心里的话不向我们说。
Because you did not hide these words in your heart and not speak to us.
主啊，你既然把一切向我们显明。
Since you have revealed all these to us.
但愿你更大的吸引我们，让我们时刻的活在你面光中。
May you draw us so that we could presently live in your presence.
救我们脱离这个世代的诱惑。
Save us from the temptations of this day.
让我们的心常被天上的事来吸引。
So that our hearts will be drawn to the matters of heaven.
叫你在荣耀里显现的时候，我们真的是与你一同显现在荣耀里。
So that when you appear in glory, then we truly appear with you in the glory.
在那时我们不是带着羞愧。
At that time we will not bring with us shame.
我们乃是带着无限的欢心与你面对面。
Yeah, we bring with us this joy so that we can come and see you face to face.
主帮助我们在余下的年日里头活在你的面前。
Lord, help us to live before your face in our days remaining.
朝你的喜悦，直到见你的面。
And to please you until the day we see you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
请坐，安息。安静会，我们
就
休息，等候吃饭。